We're on. It's moving. Looks good. Okay. Today's daf is daf test. Let's go to Chesam Abeis. Chesam Abeis towards the bottom. So yesterday we had that the place where the Kohen Gadol was put was in the Lishkas Parhedrin. That's where he was stayed for the week before. So the Gemara asked, why was it called the Lishkas Parhedrin? Why was it called the Lishkas Balvati? Why wasn't that the original name? And the Ritva says that that's a more chashuv name. It means nobleman, not just officer. So the Gemara said, this is an allusion to the fact that the Kohanim Gadolim were like officers, and that they switched every year. And because they were they switched every year. Rashi explains, based on the Gemara later on, that most they did not finish out their year. Most of them died even less than a year. So that is why, to be merami to that, it was called the Lishkas Parhedrin, just like king's officers are switched every year as well. Okay, so now connected to that, Tanan Hasam, three lines to the bottom. Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah says in Demai, Tanan Hasam, Hanachtomin, Lochivu Osan Chachamim Lahafrish, Elishumas Maisa Bechala. We know that Demai is produce that one buys from an Am Haaretz, and there are certain parts of Trumas and Maisaris, we'll see exactly which parts in a second, certain parts of Trumas and Maisaris that we assume that he took off, he was Mafrish, but others that we assume he was not Mafrish. So, generally, Demai is also to be eaten until the person who bought it does the Hafrasha. But, says the Mishnah, that Nachtomin, the bakers, who buy a lot of food, and it would be very difficult for them to be under the same halachas of demai. Lo chivos alahacham lahafrish. The chayim only made them be mahafrish el trumas meiser v'chala. They only have to take off trumas meiser, which is the truma that comes out of the meiser rishon, which is then given to the kohen v'chala, and they have to take off chala. Those two. But as Rashi explains here, they did not have to take off meiser sheni and bring it up to Yerushalayim. That was the kula. We'll see Truma Gadola, they take off anyway, we'll see what it is. But the kula is, for these bakers, that the Chachamim, even though they required other individuals to take off Maaser Sheni and bring it up to Yerushalayim, but when it comes to these Nachtomin, they were Mekel. Again, generally the rule is Rov Ameyaretz Maaser Hain, Rov do take off, but in this type of case for the bakers, and Rashi is B'nachtom Chaver Askinan, we're talking about a Nachtom who's a Chaver, who follows the Halacha, because he's always selling, we were Mekel, that we don't want him to have to lose so much, to have to take it to Yerushalayim, so that was the Kula. From the language of Rashi, it seems like Rashi says it twice in this Rashi. Look on the second wide line of Rashi. Lochivu aleihem lahalos meiser sheni shel demai l'Yerushalayim. The Chum didn't make him take up meiser sheni to Yerushalayim. It sounds like from Rashi that he has to be mafresh. He just doesn't have to take it up to Yerushalayim. What would you do with it? If you just have it, maybe you'll be able to sell it, but he wouldn't have to take it up to Yerushalayim, but it has to be mafresh it. And Rashi says that again later on in the Rashi, two lines later. So it's unclear exactly. For the Gemara, you might have, the Gemara's language is lo chibu lahafresh ella. You might have said you don't have to be mafresh it at all. The Tosas Arash says that beferish, that they didn't have to be mafresh the chumas the meiser sheni either. But from Rashi, at least from this Rashi, it sounds like maybe they had to be mafresh the meiser sheni. They just didn't have the chiv to take it up to Yerushalayim. So that's what the Mishnah says, that the Chachamim did not make these Nachtomen, these bakers, take up, be mafresh the Maaser Sheni and take it up to Yerushalayim. That was the Kula. So now the Gemara is going to explain that. And based on this explanation, it's going to connect back to the Kohanim Gadolim story. Bishlama Truma Gadola, I understand why they didn't have to take off Truma Gadola, these bakers. Why? Because the Tanya, because the Brisa says, the Brisa in Mesechah Sota, which is the whole source, the whole sugya where Demai started. Where did Demai start? Levisha Shalom Chagvula Yisrael, because Yochanan Kohen Gadol checked around throughout all the boundaries of Bnei Yisrael. V'rasha Ein Mafrish El Shum Gadol Bavad. He saw that these Ami Haaretz, everybody took off by Shum Gadola. Everybody was Mafrish Shum Gadola. That was clear. Why was everybody mafresh Truma Gadola? That's the machlokas Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that everybody's scared of Truma Gadola. Truma Gadola is Misa B'dei Shemayim. Even the Ami Haaretz know that. So therefore, they took off Truma Gadola. That's one reason that they might have done it. And therefore, Demai, that was never included in the Gzeira of Demai. When you buy produce from an Ami Haaretz, you never have to worry that Truma Gadola wasn't taken off, because everybody takes off Truma Gadola. That's number one. Number two, a second reason given in the Rishonim is that Truma Gadola is easy. Truma Gadola, Midah Raisa, how much was the shear of Truma Gadola, Midah Raisa? What's a shiur? A mashu. Chita achet poteres hazakri. A tiny amount. Yes, there are shiurim of it. Ayin beinonis and ayin ro and ayin topa, 1/40th, 1/50th. But mita araisa, chita achet poteres hazakri. We've noted in the past the shita of the Tosfos Rid and the Rebbe Yehuda that maybe you don't fulfill the mitzvah of nesinas truma without something more than that. But mita araisa, to be masaki, to fix up your produce so you can eat the rest of it, tiny amount. So that's where they took off a tiny amount. Maisa Rishon, you have to give a tenth of everything you have? That they didn't do. Anything more than that, that they didn't do. But Trumas Maiser, they did, because that was either, again, they're scared of it, because of Mitzvah Shemayim, or because it's a very small amount. What about Trumas Maiser? Trumas Maiser is the Truma that comes out of the Maiser Rishon, that they didn't take off. The same halacha. Trumas Maiser, the same halacha, is also Mitzvah Shemayim. So why didn't they take off Trumas Maiser? So the Gemara there explains, yeah? Sorry? They were mafresh, so Bab say, but if it's because they were scared of it, so then they should have been mafresh. At least the Maiser Rishon, and then take off the Trumas Maiser. They were Amaratzim, and therefore they were so long this, but they do Truma Gadola. So Rashi here quotes based on the Gemara there that because they thought they knew a little bit of Malacha, but that messes you up sometimes. That they thought that this Trumas Maiser doesn't exist until you take off Maiser Rishon. That. See, but there is, if somebody eats Maiser Rishon, there's Trumas Maiser Shavo in it. It could be Chayv. It's okay. So, well, look. The Gemara says that this they were under the misimpression, though. It says Chutz Trumas Maiser Shabitok Maiser Rishon Also Yitin LaKohen Sheish Iser VaAvon Misa BaAchilasa VaAni Yomar Hevi Uraya. I'm sorry, I read the wrong one. Rashi doesn't quote it, but that's what the Gemara there says, that they didn't take off because they thought it doesn't exist yet. Okay, but either way, they took off Truma Gadola, and for those two reasons. So that's why we don't have to worry about Truma Gadola. What about Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani? Why don't we make the Nachtom take those off? Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani, the Maiser Rishon that goes to the Levi, Maiser Ani that goes to the poor person, Namilo, we don't make the Nachtom take those off. Why? We don't make anybody take those off, not just the Nachtom. But if I buy Dmai, I don't have to take off Maiser Rishon or Maiser Ani. Why? Because Me'ikra din, those, there's no Isser for me to eat those. I'm stealing. I'm stealing from the poor person if I eat Maiser Ani. I'm stealing from the Levi if I eat Maiser Rishon. But Me'ikra hadin, I don't have to take those off, because there's a chiluk between Dinei Mamonis and Isser v'Heter. Regarding Isser v'Heter, it's still, it's Tevel, so I have to be mafresh it. But once it's hufrash, says the Gemara, Hamotzeh mechaveir olav araya, then I can keep it, I can eat it myself. I could say to the Levi, to the Ani, bring me a proof that this demai wasn't hufrash yet, and then you'll get it. But mitzad iser v'heter amafresh it, therefore there's no more iser. But mitzad dini mamonis, we say Hamotzeh mechaveir olav araya. As we've said, in the past, there are different rules and regulations for different areas of halacha when it comes to cases of suffik. By dinim amenis, the rule is hamosav mechaver olav araya. By isurim, it's savei daraisa lechomer savei darabana lekula. By tumentara, it's savei tumer brishos ayachid tamei brishos aravim sveikol tar. So here we have two of those principles coming up in one case. You don't know whether maaser rishon or maaser ani was taken off, so you take it off. Regarding the is, you have to take it off. You have to be mafresh, but you don't have to give it to them. So that takes off. That takes care of Truma Gadola. You don't have to take off because they mislabba took off. Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, you have to be mafresh, but yet you don't have to give it to them. That takes care of that. So the only thing left is Maaser Sheni. So that's what we say to the Nachtom. You don't have to take off Maaser Sheni. So that's why the Gemara says Ela Maaser Sheni. Why not? Why don't we make the Nachtom take off the Maaser Sheni? Why is the Nachtom different? So now we get back to what we were talking about. Why? Because the Parhedrin, the officers that were around at the time, made their life difficult for the whole, during the whole year. Sell it to us cheap, sell it to us cheap. Lo atrachu rabbanan. Doesn't say exactly clearly in the Gemara or in Rashi how exactly they made their life miserable by saying sell it cheaply, sell it cheaply. Somehow they cost them money, either by saying sell it to us cheap, or your price should be cheap. so we could tax you more. There are different mafarshim exactly how it worked, but either way, they lost a lot of money because of these parhedrin. Because of that, chazah were makel on them. You don't have to take up the maaser sheni money and bring it to Yerushalayim. But again, truma gadola, nobody ever has to worry about. Maaser rishon and maaser ani, nobody ever has to worry about. The only, when somebody one learns maseches demai, the only thing you have to take off from demai is trumas maaser and chala. Trumas maaser and chala have to be given to the kohen, and the others can be kept for you. There is one thought I saw from the Gevuras Ari. Gevuras Ari, the Shagas Ari on Maseches Yuma, he asks, Kivat Shemi Safek Chalal Zeshe Maaser Rishon V'zeh Mamun Shevet Alivim Misafek. You're Mafresh Maaser Rishon. So once the Maaser Rishon is Hofresh now, so then you take off the Trumas Maaser. Ask the Gevuras Ari, how could you take off Trumas Maaser? This isn't yours. This is Mamun of the Levi. You can't be mafresh for somebody else. Shalom idaito. V'rak medini mamonis eino sarach lasi so some levim misafik. If ke kaitzin mafresh mizat bailum shumas meiser. Harayim zeh shal alevi lo chalal zeh shumas meiser. Zeh ketorim shalom idas bailum. It's not yours anymore. The second that you make it meiser rishon, okay, it belongs to the shevet of the levim in general. But how can you take off shumas meiser? Ask the gevuras Ari. It's not yours anymore. Answers the tirates. Kiva shebedin dini mamonis nifsak alzeh shezesh shelo mikoach hamotzi mechaber olam araya ze nechshev shelo mivadai velo misafik. Very important principle. Yes, you are mafreshit maaser rishon, but then what's the next step of the halacha? The next step of the halacha is hamotzi mechaber olam araya. Once you say hamotzi mechaber olam araya, it's yours. It's yours, and if it's yours, you can do whatever you want with it. This relates to a general question that is asked by the achronim. That is as follows. Let's say you're wearing a shirt. And I go over to your shirt and I grab your shirt off you. Everybody sees that I grabbed your shirt. So therefore, what's the halacha? The Adam says, so I have to give it back. Right? Because you have motzi alav araya. You're being motzi from your friend, you have to bring a raya. What if you get the shirt back? That was the psak, motzi alav araya. You then take that shirt of yours and you're makadish a woman with it. Is it mekudeshes? When we say motzi alav araya, does that mean that it's vada yours? Or is it, we don't know, so you keep it? Hamotzi mechaber araya, muchzak. Is muchzak a vada or is muchzak a safek? So here he says beferish. The Gevuras Ari on our Gemara says muchzak is a vadai. If it's not muchzak, it's a vada, you can't take off my serishon. You take off my serishon. But the second that the halach is, you don't have to give that to the Levi because of hamotzi mechaber araya. So now it's vada yours. It's vada yours. So you can do whatever you want with this. You can take off shumas meiser. This is discussed in the Kutras Asvekas, the brother of the Ksos. So the shvekus in klal alef simen gim ches roisi lachkor bechol savik b'mona the kaimel akulah the nitva v'amosim echalav araya im kiddush hanitva isha b'hai savik b'mona okisha tapas atavei v'kiddush bo. Right, if the person who has it is makadish a woman, or the other way, let's say somebody grabs it and then is makadish a woman with it. So what do you say? Mahu din hakiddush nalalu v'lo matzasi din zem mefurish. He asks that question and he says both sides. Again, this is discussed a lot. This is one marker, but all the achronim discuss this. How do you view Amosu Mechavero Alav Haraya? Is it a din muchzavadai or is it a din just suffik like achra? But the Gevuras Ari is taking a stand on that issue here, that he said it's a din vadai. Okay. Continuing the Gemara. My Parhedrin Persi. So what does Parhedrin mean? Persi means a Persian officer. Now we get to some Agarata. Amar Avarachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now, we've been talking about the Kohanim Gedolim, how they were not such good people during the second Beis HaMikdash, that they went through a lot of them every year. So the Gemara is going to relate to. My Dechsev, Yiras Hashem, Tosif Yamim, Ushnos Risham, Tiktsarna. What does it mean that Yiras Hashem will add on days, and the years of the Risham, Tiktsarna, will be shortened? Yiras Hashem, Tosif Yamim, Zem Mikdash Rishon, Shamar Abba, Meos Faser Shanim. That refers to the first Beis HaMikdash, the Yiras Hashem Tosef Yamim, that is stood for 410 years. And there were only 18 Kohanim Gedolim the entire year of the 410. There are three different Gersos in the Gemara here. This says, our Gersa has 18 Kohanim Gedolim. Tosus quotes the Riva, who has 8 Kohanim Gedolim. And the Gra, based on Sukkim and Divra Yamim, say there were 12. Either way, there were a few Kohanim Gedolim. Work out the math and who was who and who was the overlap. There were very few Kohanim Gedolim in 410 years, meaning they each lasted a long time. They were tzaddikim. That's what's referred to in the first half of the pasuk. Yiras Hashem Tosef Yamim. Vishos Risham Tiktsarna. Zem Mikdash Sheni. But the years of the Risham will be shortened. That refers to the second base of Mikdash. Sha'amad Dalet Meos Vasrim Shana. It was only 10 years longer. It was for 420 years And in 420 years, there were over 300 Kohanim Gedolim. And not only that, continues the Gemara, take out 40 of those years, were Shimon HaTzadik's years, that he served for 40 years, one of the last of the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, one of the last good ones. V'shmonim sheshimish Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and the 80 years that Yochanan Kohen Gadol served. Again, the Gemara says that at the end of his life, maybe he wasn't so good, but either way, he served for 80 of those years. That takes out 120. Eser sheshimish Yishmael ben Pabi, v'yamila yud alav sheshimish Shabazim ben Charsom. Either way, there were a lot of years, 130, 140, taken out from those 420. Mikan ve'elech, seva chashov, kol echa ve'echa lohotzi shnaso. So if you do the math, there ends up being more kohanim gedolim than there were years left after these three or four served. So therefore you see that each one of them was not so ra'oi to be the kohen gadol. So that's referred to in the pasuk of shnos rishayim tiktzarna. Just the Ben Yoyada just has the ha'ara that when it comes to the good ones, it refers to yamim. Because the ikar of the Kohen Gadol was daily. The daily avoda of Yom Kippur, that's why it says Yomim and Ashanim, to emphasize, because the ikar day of the Kohen Gadol was the Yom, every day.
When it says that Lohotzi Shnaso, does that mean Yom Kippur?
Right, so I was thinking about that. It says Lohotzi Shnaso, so that dafka mean Yom Kippur or not? Well, here, if you do the math, there's more Kohanim Gedolim than Yom Kippur. So it sounds like maybe Lohotzi Shnaso means it didn't even get to the year. Yeah. So is it Lashon Guzma, the 300, like we had in Shkolim? Unclear. 40, I mean, they talk about 40 also. 40 is always a nice round number. It always is exact. If you look in Sefer Shoftim, every Shofet was either for 20, 40, or 80 years. But it always Shimshon was for 40 years, and this Shofet was for 80, 40. So one of them, probably the Radak, or one of them says, that's the 40s always seems is a unit. 40 is always a unit in Judaism. Right? We know 40 is 40 years of the Midbar, 40 days on Har Sinai, 40 days of the Mabul, and 40 Yom Kodem Yisiris Avlad. 40, everything's 40. So 40 is a unit of time that symbolizes a new beginning, usually. 40 is usually a new beginning. So too here, 40 years in the Midbar, I don't know if I mentioned that one, but there's many, many 40s. So here, there too in Shoftim, and so too here. You don't know if it meant actually 40 or 80. Either way, it was close to it. The Gemara, at least, has taken it literally. You'd ask, is it a Lashon Guzma? The Gemara is doing the math, because you take out more, they ended up being 300 Kohanim Gedolim. Were there really 300? We don't know about Mikdash Sheni. Mikdash Rishon is in Tanakh. Mikdash Sheni is not in Tanakh, so we don't know about Mikdash Sheni. Yeah. Right. So it's gotta be that they died not only on Yom Kippur. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So the Bach here adds in a line, you see the Bach Amar Rabbi Yochanan in Os Aleph Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Turta. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Turta says, the Kolkach Lama, why were they all killed? What was so bad about their appointment? Lefisha Yolokin Osa B'damim. They paid for it. They paid for their appointment. D'amar Avasi, Tarkav Adedinri, Ailele Marsa Bas Baisus, Liane Amalka. They used to give money to the king. Ad'ukmali Yisho Ben Gamla Bakane Rabbi. They used to pay off the king in order to appoint the right Kohen Gadol. So now, that's one thing Rabbi Yochanan Ben Turta says. So now we get back to the Gemara. Abra Rabbi Yochanan Ben Turta. Who was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Turta? So you see on the side it says Tosefta Ben Menachos. It's also quoted in a Psikta Rabasi. Quotes the story of how Yochanan Ben Turta got his name. Tarta, a tor is a shore. Tor is a shore. It's like an ox or a cow. So Yochanan Ben Turta, how did he get his name? So it's a fascinating story quoted in the Psikta Rabasi, where he quotes that really there was a non-Jew that bought a cow from a Jew, and he bought the cow and he bought it normal, and the cow didn't work on Shabbos. He put it out to plow all 7 days of the week, and he didn't work on Shabbos. And if he was wondering, he didn't know what was going on with this crazy cow. He worked all 6 days. He didn't work on Shabbos. He goes back to the Jew. He says, what's going on with this cow? It doesn't work on Shabbos. So he says, I must be so used to it. It doesn't work on Shabbos. So he goes over and he whispers something into the cow's ear. And all of a sudden, the cow starts working on Shabbos. So the guy goes back to the Jew and says, what do you to put some spell on the cow? What's going on with this cow? He's like, no, he used to not work on Shabbos. I whispered in his ear, so now he's owned by a guy. So now he's allowed to work on Shabbos. So now he works on Shabbos. So this non-Jew screams out, para para, at yodas, kshayit, I'm sorry, Miyanis Yare Hagoy, Omar, Uma Impara, She'en la losicha v'lo das. This cow has no das, who has no, doesn't speak. He kira as bara, she recognized her creator. Va'ani sheyatsreini yotsri b'dmuso v'nasan b'das eini holechu makir as bari. And I have das, and I don't know my creator, and I don't know anything. So he was Avam v'Nisgayu, he became a Jew. He was Nisgayer, and that's Yochanan ben Tarta. Yochanan, the son of the cow, but really he's supposed to became Jewish because of the cow. So that's why he's called Yochanan ben Tarta. That's the psikta on the, that's why he's called Yochanan ben Tarta. Where did Yochanan come from? I don't know, maybe he was the Kohen Gadol at the time, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, but I don't know where Yochanan came from. Did the cow, I don't know, did the cow go back? L'chari, he went back, he whispered again. Anyway, so he says, why was the Mishkan in Shiloh destroyed? Because it had two Averis associated with it, Gili Arias u'Bizayon Kachim. Gili Arias and desecrating Kachim. Where? Gili Arias Dechsev. Gili Arias, as it says, the Psukim by the sons of Eli, the beginning of Shmuel Aleph. The Eli Zakein mode, Eli was very old. It says that just to defend him a little bit, that he didn't really know what was going on. The Pesukim describe how he was a little out of it. His sons did all these terrible things in the Beis HaMikdash, and Eli, the former Kohen Gadol, he was kind of on the back burner. That's why the Gemara doesn't fault the Navi doesn't fault him as much. Shama is kol asher yasun banav l'chol Yisrael, and he hears everything that his children are doing to the Bnei Yisrael. Ve'is asher yishkavun es hanashim atzovos Pesach al moed, how they are lying with the women who are standing in the Pesach al moed. That's how the pasuk describes it. They were mamish shochev with the women. Even though Reb Shmuel bar Nachmani says we have this in Masechta Shabbos, kol omer bnei Eli chatu ein ela toeh. Whoever says that the bnei Eli really sins is mistaken. Rashi and Tosas and Shabbos both said they definitely sinned regarding Bizayon Kachim. That we're going to see in a few lines. But whoever says that they mamish sinned in Gili Arias is mistaken, even though that's how it's described in the Pesukim. But what really happened was mitoch shesho es kinehen, since they didn't bring the karbanas for the women at the proper time, thus preventing them from going back and being with their husbands, miya mawa alena kazav gilu shechvam. So we treat it as if they were shochev with them, even though they actually weren't. They just prevented the husband and the wife from being together, and that itself is that cause of bittul is itself referred to in the Psukim as Shechvam. Again, it's a very, very serious, the Posek in Hilchos Nida is always very, very, tries very hard to get the husband back to the wife. The Sharm Shirin Balacha had the unbelievable Diyak in Mesechus Brachas Dav Dalet, where David HaMelech says, I'm different than the other kings. The other kings sleep all day and wake up late, and I'm Osek B'Shvir V'Shilya. I have the blood of the women on my hands, because I'm trying to figure out L'Tahir Isha L'Baila. So the Gemara doesn't say, says the Sharm Shirin Balacha, I'm trying to figure out if the woman is Tahir or Tami to her husband. I'm trying to figure out L'tari Shalabaila. Because Davka Be'elchas Nida, of course, it has to be objective. And it has to be based on halacha. But a posek in that area of halacha, more than other area, tries to be weighted L'tahir. Tries to be weighted to try to bring a husband back to his wife. And Another Behuda also says this. But again, it has to be based on objective evidence. But a posek tries to do that. So it's connected to this Gemara that we try to do our best. They, the Bnei Eli, didn't do that. And it's considered Ki'ilu Shechvam. That is the first Avera. That's the Gili Arias Avera. The continuing, Bizayon Kachim. Where do you see Bizayon Kachim? That they were Mavaz of the Kachim during the time of Mishkan Shiloh. Tachsiv, as the Pasuk says, Gam Beterim is the Fekash Pasuk. Gam Beterim Yaktirin es HaChelev. Before, whenever people brought Karbanis to the Beis HaMikdash, before the Chelev was burned on the Mizbeach, they always need Haktaras Emurin, the Haktara of the Chelev before the eating. Ubanar HaKohen V'Amar, the younger Kohen came, V'Amar Le'isha Zoveach, came to the person who brought the Karban, and he came under, in the Shlichus of the Bnei Eli, Chafni Upinchas, T'na Basar Litzvos LeKohen, give us some Basar for the Kohen. V'lo Yigach Mimcha Basar Mavushal Ki Yimchai. No, first bring my carbon. Then you Kohanim get their piece after they bring their carbon, after they're mocked to the carbon. So the person who used to come to the base of Mikdash used to say, of course the Kohen can have a piece, but first bring the carbon and then you can have your piece. But Bnei Eli, they wanted their piece beforehand. They wanted a bigger piece. No, give it now. If you don't give it now, I'm going to take forcibly. Vatihi chatas ha'na'arim gedola ma'od, and the sin of the na'arim was great, es p'nei Hashem, ki ni'atsu ha'anashim es ben chas Hashem. They caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be disgraced, and therefore this is the Bizoyon Kachim that took place at the time of the Mishkan. Right, so we have Gilui Arayis and Bizoyon Kachim. Ask the Netziv, Mishkan was destroyed because the B'nai Eli were Rishayim? Right, the Gemara just describes that the B'nai Eli, the two Kohanim Gedolim, or the two the sons of the Kohen Gadol. So why does the base of Midrash deserve to be destroyed if there were only two people? Where do you see in this Gemara, or even in the Psukim, that it was everybody else also worried so good? So says the Netziv, that the Pasuk, when it says by Eli, it says, the Pasuk we quoted on Amar Aleph, it says, Eli heard everything that was being done by his sons. Let's say that he saw them do it. It says that he heard everything that was done. Says the Netziv, the Hebi Rayash Ahadara Zeh Parutz Begili Arayas Mehata Shama Eli as a Sher Yasun, etc. The other Shechalila came, Vchimiyom Lachatuban of Begili Arayas. He knew his kids wouldn't do Gili Arayas, but he heard everybody else talking that they didn't Gili Arayas. So Eli knew the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin says, Kala Posel Bemuma Posel. If anybody ever makes fun of somebody regarding a certain issue, you have to be worried that they themselves really have that issue in secret. Kol ha-posel, anybody who posels somebody else, but mumo posel, you have to look inside of them. If they call somebody a name, you have to be worried that they themselves are really that name. Right, like the little kids say. Right, whatever you say goes back to you. But that's what kol ha-posel, but mumo posel, that's exactly what the Gemara says. But you knew that they weren't doing it. That's why they said it about Eli, B'nai Eli, because it must be that they were doing it themselves. So that's how the Netziv says, really it wasn't just the B'nai Eli, but it really was the entire Dor. And that's the allusion in the Pasuk. That's why the Mishkan was destroyed. Now let's get to the Batei Mikdash. Okay, famous Gemara. Mikdash Risha B'nei Machara, first wide line. Why was the first base of Mikdash destroyed? B'nei Gimel Dvarim, because of the three major Averis. Shehayu Bo Avodah Zarah Gilui Arayis V'Shrichas Damim. The big three was the Churban Habayis Rishon. Avodah Zarah Dechsiv. Avodah Zarah. How do you know, Dechsiv? Ki katsar ha-matzah mehistareya. The Bible says in Yeshaya that the matzah, the mattress, or the couch, was too small for lying down on, for stretching out on. My katsar matzah mehistareya. So what is that an allusion to? Amar Rabbi Yochanan katsar matzah zeh mehistareya alav shnei reyim ke'echad. Two friends can't be on the same mattress. And the Rashi explains, what's two friends? Hashem and the Avodah Zarah. So it's difficult, two friends, but it just means there can't be two. Okay, there's not enough room for two of us here, right? So that's katzar asemes. That's an allusion to avodah zarah. V'hamaseicha tzara mikis kanes. The end of that pasuk that the cover is too small or narrow kis kanes to gather up under kis kanes. Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani ki mother Biyochan Yonas on the high krabachi. When Rabbi Yonas got to this pasuk, he used to cry. So number one, how about we should get up to this pasuk in Yeshaya, and number two, we should know what it means and we should cry when we read the pasuk. But Rabbi Yochan did both. He read Yeshaya and he used to cry when he got up to there. So Bachi used to cry. Why? Because this alludes to Amar, Man Dechziv Beikonis Kaneid Mehayam, the one who it says about him, capital H, that he gathers up all the Yam, meaning he's so powerful, Nasilo Masechat Sarah, and it's too narrow for him, it's too small for him to be in this base of Migdash. So that is all, that pasuk is a reference to Avodah Zarah. Gili Arayis, Dechziv, Gili Arayis, where does it say Gili Arayis by Mikdash Rishon? Dechziv, Ayomar Hashem, Yan Ki Gabu Benos Sion, the Benos Sion are raised up, they're Gaibadik, Vatilatha Netsuyos Garon, they walk with a raised neck, Umisakro Zinayim, and their eyes are colorful, we'll see in a second, Halok Vatafov Telachna, they float as they walk, Uburaglayam Teachasna, and with their feet they are ech. We'll see what achas means in a second. So now we're going to darshan that pasuk. Yanki over Sion, show you mahalchos arucha betzad kitzara. They used to walk. The 12 women used to walk right next to the short women in order to bring attention to themselves. So they used to walk like in a way that would, in our day and age, would mean wearing very loud clothing. You know, that would be the translation of mahalchos arucha keneged kitzara betzad kitzara. Vatilachna detuyos garon, show you mahalchos bekom mezakufa. They used to walk with a upright posture, meaning like gaivadik. They used to wear a lot of makeup, and the Gemara in Shabbos, when it quotes this, it adds in one line, Umar Ramzan. And they used to wear a lot of makeup and try to be merames to the men. Haluch v'tafof teilachna. They used to float around. Shoy mahalchos ekev v'tzad golda. What does that mean? They used to walk toe to heel. That means they used to walk very slowly, trying again to bring attention to themselves. Uberagleim teachasna. What does that mean? They used to put special perfumes in their shoes. When they used to get next to the young men, they used to bang their feet down on the floor, and that would make the smell, the aroma, dissipate. And they used to go towards the man. It would be like poison going into the... like the Yitzhahara poison going into the men. So again, this was the norm of the women in Yerushalayim at that time. A reference to Gili Arias. So that's Avodah Zarah, that's Gili Arias. And now one more. Shvichas Damim. Shvichas Damim. Where's Shvichas Damim? Tachsiv. The Pasuk says, V'gam Dam Naki, Shafach Menashe Harbe Ma'od. Menashe, one of the evil kings, he spilled a lot of blood. Adasher Mileis Yerushalayim Pelapeh. Yerushalayim from start to finish was filled with blood. So you see, Gilei Arayis, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah. Those were the big three Aveiros of Mikdash Rishon. Aval, Mikdash Sheni. What about the second Mishnah Mikdash? So you Oskin B'Torah V'Mitzvahs. They were Tzadikim. They were Oskin B'Torah V'Mitzvahs. Not Tzadikim. They were Oskin B'Torah V'Mitzvahs. V'Gimilas Chasadim. They were Oskin in everything. V'Bnech Macharav. Why was the second Mishnah Mikdash destroyed? V'Bnech Shehaisabo Sinas Chinam. Free hatred for no reason. Not a good reason. No sin is for a good reason. There's a few times in the Torah it says if somebody is a mamish, is an oveda over averus lahachis to try to be mefarse mechil Hashem. Okay, there's certain types of people that you're allowed to hate, or it's a mitzvah to hate. We spoke about. But in general, sin, most sin that we have today, or almost all sin, is chinam. Ulamedcha sheshkula sin as chinam keneged shalosh averus. To say that it's parallel, sin as chinam, just like the first base of Mikdash was for the big three averus, sin as chinam was for the last. For the parallel to those Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayis, V'Shvichas Dam. They once asked for Rav Kook, why Rav Kook used to love everybody. So he used to love even the people that said all these bad things about him and that did all these things to him. Not really Chazon Ish had tremendous respect. They talk about whenever the Rav Kook was they overlapped. The Chazon Ish used to stand up whenever the Rav Kook was there. He never sat down until Rav Kook left. Unbelievable covet. But others used to not just attack his shitas, but attack him personally. Rav Kook says, you know, Avas Chinam, what could I do? What could I do? Halavai, you know, this should be my worst aver to have Avas Chinam. Right? And the Rebbe say that the more the Sinas Chinam destroy the base of Mikdash, Avas Chinam is going to bring back the base of Mikdash. That's Sinas Chinam and Avas Chinam. There's a lot to say about this this Gemara. I just mentioned two or three Makoros. First is the Meshech Chachma. And this is the Meshech Chachma. If you've never seen it inside, you got to look it up. The Meshech Chachma on the Pasuk, V'hamayim lahem choma miminam u'mismolam. V'hamayim lahem choma. So it says the Meshech Chachma. This is one of his major essays. His bonin b'darkei ha-Torah nireh. If you analyze the ways of the Torah, you will see as follows. Ki b'mitzvahs masiyos, k'mo avodah zarah v'arayas, yishkaris v'skilav sharmisas u'malkas. When it comes to what we would call bein adam la-makom averos, there are tremendous onshim. Shabbos, Skila, Avodah Zarah. Any bein adam la makom, there's lavim, right? Eating shreif. There's always a tremendous averus when it comes to bein adam la makom. And what about bein adam la chavero? There's no punishment. Loki bini musios umidos, kamo machlokes, lashon hara, rechilos. There's no avera for that. There's no punishment for that. Why isn't there a punishment for lashon hara? Right? We're beginning whipped right and left. Why is it that for all the Ben Adam Lamakoms there's punishments, but not for Ben Adam Lachaveros? A. But then he says, for whatever reason that is, he said that's only by Yechidim. There are exceptions to the rule, but that's the general. That's the general. What? Saras. Okay, Saras is a special type of concept. First of all, it's not Bizman Azeh. I mean, there's a lot. Ulam Zed Dafka B'Yachad Osas. That's the Meshech Chachma. That Chilak of Ben Adam Lamakom and Ben Adam Lachavero. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishing more in Ben Adam Lamakom only applies to individuals. An individual who does these averos gets punished more mash'enki by the Ben Adam Lamakoms. Avolim HaTzibur Nishchasin Bazem HaTzino LaHefech. But when it comes to a tzibur, it's just the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares much more about the Ben Adam Lachavero of the tzibur than Ben Adam Lamakom of the tzibur. Where do you see this? We see this by four or five issues. Number one, the Yerushalmi in Peya. Dorosh al David kulam tzadikim hayu. the Dor of David HaMelech were tzaddikim. V'al yidei shehayu b'hem dil Torin. They were tzaddikim, they learned Torah, but because they used to tell on each other, they used to tattletale, hayunoflim b'bachama. That's why they used to lose a lot of people in battle. Aval Dor shel Achav, ovdi avodah zarah hayu. V'al yidei shelo hayu b'hem dil Torin, hayyordim l'machama u'menatzchem. The Dor of Achav had one up on the Dor of David HaMelech, because the Dor of Achav had Shalom. Achav had Achdus, and that's why it had one up on the David HaMelech. Number one. Number two, Egel versus Meraglim. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave the Maisa Egel pretty quickly. Moshe Rabbeinu davens, and that was it. The Meraglim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you all have to die. He didn't forgive the Meraglim. Why? Egel has been out of Lamako. Meraglim is not ben adam l'chaveiro, but it's more of interpersonal inner fighting, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not mochel. Ben adam l'mochel, ben adam l'chaveiro. That's during the tzibur. Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Sheni. Mikdash Rishon was avodah zarah gilui eretz v'shvichas damim. Okay, the shvichas damim there, but it had an element of ben adam l'mochel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, 70 years, I'll give you back your base on Mikdash. 70 years. Sinas Chinam, second base on Mikdash, we're still in Galus. So you see, when it comes to a tzibur, Ben Adam HaChaveiro is much more held accountable more than Ben Adam HaMakom. He uses that to explain the Medrash about Choma and Chema that in Parashat B'Shalach. But he ends off Yitin Hashem Yisbarach Shebnei Yisrael Yeshuvu L'Hashem Mitoch Harbacha Amen. That's the Meshachakon. That's one part. I saw also between the Belzer Rebbe. Belzer Rebbe points out that every Monday Thursday we have in the Siddurim that. We say the Yiratzons when it comes to by Kriyas HaTorah. Yiratzon, during Galila, the Yiratzons are said. So all the old Yiratzons are said, it should be your will, Hashem, that we should have, that it should be Harvacha, and all these different types of Yiratzons. And the last one is, everybody joins in, ask the Belzer Rebbe, where's the Yiratzon? Why isn't there a Yiratzon at the last one? It's just, where's the Yiratzon? Yiratzon should be your will, Hashem. Says the Belzer Rebbe, Achenu Kabeis Yisrael. Once there's Achlus Von Klal Yisrael, that's the greatest Eis Ratzon in the world. You don't have to say Yiratzon Mofanecha. By definition, that's an Eis Ratzon. If it's Achenu Kabeis Yisrael, Achenu Kabeis Yisrael, he says that's an Eis Ratzon. You don't have to say Yiratzon Mofanecha. That Gufa is an Eis Ratzon. You don't have to ask for it. That Gufa is Achenu Kabeis Yisrael. Next Monday, Thursday morning, we gotta remember that Vart. Yeah. Gili Arayis is unclear. Is Gili Arayis Ben Adam L'Makom or Ben Adam L'Chaveiro? Might be a little of both. Is that Sichlios? Is that Shimios? That also connects to it. Gili Arayis, the fact that I can't be with my friend's wife. Is that Doc? What if he agrees? Right? We switch off. You know, so is that there's no Ben Adam L'Chaveiro here. Right? What the Mitzrayim used to do. They used to switch wives every week. Right? So is that, who says that's Ben Adam L'Chaveiro? Machlokas Rishonim, whether Arayos is a chok or a mishpat. Most Averis you can figure out, is it a chok or a mishpat? Arias, if you ask somebody on the street, they might say, Arias mixed, what do you mean? Arias, what's the problem? If you ask somebody else, what do you mean? So it's unclear. But again, that's on Shvichas Damim L'chora is, it also hasn't been on the Malakum element. Okay. That's your reward. But Lashon Hara, Ein Lecha Ben Adam L'Chaveiro Gadol Mizu. By Lashon Hara. Okay, that's one. That's the Meshach Chachma. There is also an unbelievable piece in the Shmiras HaLashon in Chelek Beis Perek Zayin where he quotes our Gemara, and he quotes that this is why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and obviously, if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of this, as we continue in this Aveira, it's not going to be rebuilt as we continue our ways. An Masai Niyah Bagola, and then he says, Vikashin is bone hate TV's a Doverman at Toru Hefker. If you think about what Aveira is Hefker, it's this issue of Sinas Chinam, which he connects to Lashon Hara. And he says, I'll give you an example. What's the Raya? He says, let's say somebody by mistake eats treif. Let's say you eat treif. You go into and you find out afterwards that you ate treif. You will never forget that day. You will never forget that was the day I went into the restaurant, I thought it was kosher, they lost their hechsher, oh my goodness, I wanted to throw up afterwards, it was terrible, I come tell everybody, you will never forget that day that you ate treif. What about the day you said Lashon Hara? Maybe you'll think about it for an hour or two, says the Chafetz Chaim. Maybe if we're lucky, you'll give some tzedakah for it, you'll say I'm sorry, but you won't remember. By the trait, you'll remember the date and what you were wearing and everything, because it makes such an emroshim. And what about Lashon Hara? He says, we don't even think, what about Sinas Chinam? If I say something about my friend, we don't remember it. It says, Haraya, it doesn't mean anything to us. 2. If you look at that, look at Perek Be, Chelek Sheni, Perek Zayin. Read the whole, we don't have time to read the whole thing. That's number 2. The third one I just wanted to mention was the Maharal Miprag. The Maharal writes in Perkei Avos, unbelievable, in his commentary at the beginning, Al Tshoshet Rema Ola Omeira, Torah Val Avodah Val Gimilas Chasadim. The world stands on these three principles. Says the Maharal, if those three, without these three principles, the world would fall apart. Says the Maharal, the big three Averos are keneged those three principles. And that is why you have to give your life for those three Averos. Because if you violate those Averos, the world might as well be destroyed. Because our social environment is Olamomi. But if that's why you have to give your life for these three. So two out of three are easy. So Avoda is Avoda Zara, right? That's Avoda and Avoda Zara. And Gemilas Chasadim is the opposite of Ritzicha. Let's say doing Chesed to somebody and killing them are opposites. And what are the other two? That's his chiddush, Torah and Gilui Arayos. Torah is being involved in the most spiritual pursuit that we can be involved in, and Gilui Arayos is being involved in the most mundane pursuit and filling our physical pleasure. That's how Gilui Arayos and Torah are opposites. But if you have a comment, you have Derech Chaim at home on Pirkei Avos, you can look at that piece. We don't have time to go through the whole thing, but that's how he parallels Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim to Gilui Arayos, Shvi Chasadim, and Avodah Zarah. And that's why Dafka, those three are singled out that you have to give your life for. But again, that's first base of Midas, second base of Midas. You have the Meshach Chachma, Shmiras Halashen, and the Maharal. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara. The Gemara has a line. Rishayim hayu al chatol b'chonim b'kadosh baruch hu. They were wicked, but they believed in Hashem. Who is that referring to? Asal Mikdash Rishon. That's referring to the Mikdash Rishon. The Chsiv, as it says, Rashel b'shochad yishpotu, their heads judge in with bribery. V'koneh b'mechir yoru, their koneh get paid off. V'neviyah b'kesef yiksomu, and their prophets say the future based on money. But they still rely on Hashem saying, Halo Hashem b'kirbeinu, Hashem's with us. Well, tell me you're lying around, nothing's going to happen to us. So that's how that pasuk is referring, that phrase is referring to, they did a virus and they were boteach b'Hashem. Leficha, hebe, alein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gimel gzeros, connected to gimel v'er shebiyadam. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought these gimel gzeros, the following three gzeros, connected to gimel v'erus. Shenemar, as it says, lochein b'glacham, tzion sada techaresh, tzion will be plowed over like a field, v'yushalayim I and tia, Yerushalayim will be in ruins, v'harabayis l'vamos yar. So those three things are parallel to the gimel v'erus, period. Obe mikdash rishon lo haya behen sinas chinam. Mikdash rishon didn't have sinas chinam, it only had the gimel v'erus. It says, "Muguri al cherev hayu asami." My nation was fear the sword. Lachain tzvok al yarech. So hit yourself on the thigh in agony. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, and who is that referring to? These are people who eat and drink with each other. And then they stick daggers inside each other with what they say. So you see, the first base Amik, and this is Bayis Rishon. This is the Tanakh. So Bayis Rishon, you see, they weren't so nice in terms of sinas chinam. The Gemara said, no, hahu b'nesiya Yisrael havi. That's only by the princes, by the nesiim. They were bad. The rest, the hamonam was okay regarding sinas chinam. They just did the other averus. But it comes to the nesiim, they were bad. The Siv, as the pasuk says, zaak v'helo ben adam, scream out and wail, ki hi haisa ba'ami, this was in my nation. V'tanya zaak v'helo ben adam. So, and we darshan yochel akol. Maybe that means to weep for everybody. Tavalom, I know the end of that pasuk. He b'chol nesiya Yisrael. Dafka, the nesiim were the ones who were violating this averus. Period. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Dami Chavayu, they both say, Rishonim, Shiniskalu Avonim, Niskalu Kitzam. Let's do Rashi's Pshat. Rishona, the first ones, the earlier generations, that didn't try to hide that they were tzaddikim, that they were Rishayim, they basically did Averus outright. So, in a sense, that's not as bad, because they weren't trying to hide anything. So, they were Niskalu Avonim, Niskalu Kitzam. So then, their Kitz was revealed, it was only 70 years. Achronim, Shalon is Galu Avonim. But the Achronim, they try to hide, they try to cover it up, try to say that they were a big tzaddik. But really, underneath, they weren't. Lonis Galakitzam, so then their case has not been revealed, and we're still in that case. Similar, the Marashah here points out, to the Goran Baba Kama about the difference between a Ganav and a Gazlan. Why a Ganav is more punishable than a Gazlan, because a Ganav says, he steals in private, oh, nobody sees me. Maybe he's more worried about people than he is about a Kaddish Baruch Hu. A Gazlan doesn't care about it either. Gazlan just goes over and rips something from your hand. He's not scared of you, he's not scared of Hashem, so at least he equalizes. He doesn't put people above Hashem. So similarly here, the Rishonim, at least, they did it in public. They had Tohu Kabaro. They were both bad. It's worse to have Tohu Lav Kabaro. The inside shouldn't be like the outside if you're trying to hide something up. Rabbi Yochanan. So the next line is all about the principle of Niskatnu Hadoros, which is a major sugya where we have to vashir about it one day, about the generation, the decline of the generations. Tova Tziporin shall Rishonim, a Kreso shall Achronim. Better is the fingernail of the earlier generations than the stomach of the later generations. Amalei Rish Lakish Adarabba. Rish Lakish says, interesting, Rish Lakish says this. Adarabba, just the opposite. Achronim Adif, you know, the later generations are better. Why? Avagadika Shibim Alchias Gatsuki Batorah. They're in gullus, they're in such dire straits, and yet they're still Osek in Torah. So give them some credit, says Rish Lakish. Amalei, no. So they say back to him, Biratochia. No. The Beis HaMikdash is the proof. Shachazul Rishonim Vachazul Achronim. The Beis HaMikdash came back pretty quickly in the earlier generations, and not to the later ones. Harai, that the earlier generations were better. Similar, Shalos or Balazar, Rishonim Gedolim, Achronim Gedolim. The answer, Balazar, who was greater, the Rishonim or the Achronim? Amlahem, Tzuneichem and Bira. Put your eyes on the Beis HaMikdash, on the Bira. You see, they got it back quicker, so that's why they must have been on a higher level. Ikad Amrei or Amalem Eidechem Bira. Your witness is the Beis HaMikdash. Either one. Okay, one more minute. Rish Lakish Avisacha B'Yarden. Now, Rish Lakish is what's swimming in the Yarden, which is in between Yarden, Jordan, and Eretz Yisrael. Asar Rabbi Rechana, Yoav LeYadei, Rabbi Rechana, who was from Bavel, reaches down and says, "Hey, can I give you a hand?" Amar Le, Rish Lakish says to him, "Elaha Yesanina Lecha." God hates all you people. He just wanted to give him a hand. God hates all you Babylonians. Why? Dechsev, it says that you didn't come up to Eretz Yisrael. Im chomei nimra l'netiras kasev, im delas hi nazar l'aluach eretz, pasuk in shir ashirim, and we darshan. Im ati demas v'chem kachom, if you made yourself like a wall, v'alisem, kolchem mei Ezra, and you would have come up in the days of Ezra, nishal l'mka kasev, you would have been nimshal to silver, shein rekev sholipo, which never rots. Ashtav shalisem kidvasos, you came up like doors. A door is half open, half closed, some of you came up, some of you didn't come up. Nimshaltem ke'eresh, our rekev sholipo, so you're like a cedar, which rots through. My eres, why dafka cedar? Amr ula sasmagar. There's a type of worm called a sasmagar, which eats out and hollows out the inside of a cedar tree. So you're like hollow. You don't do anything. My sasmagar, Amr kiva baskol. It's like a baskol, which is not real nevu anymore. It's a much lower level. Kitatanya mishamesu neviyim achronim chagas chay malachi nisaka ruach hakodesh miyisrael v'adayinu mishtav shem baskol. And it says that there's no more ruach hakodesh in Bayisheni. There's only baskol. Zibur Reish Lakish says that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset at you. Period. We'll have to stop here. The story continues. We'll do it to Beth Hashem tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue Beth Hashem on Sunday. What? Those few lines you can learn.